I am to call this meeting to order. My name is Doug Miller. I'm chairing as vice chair of the committee in the absence of our normal chair, Andrew Holmes. So I'm calling this meeting to order. Next is the roll call.
All right, Doug?
I am here.
Chelsea?
Here.
Dawn?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Present.
And Genevieve?
Here.
All right, everybody's here.
All right, we have the agenda. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion about the agenda? I have a couple of remarks about it when I'm after the public involvement announcement. So any objection? Noting no objection.
Oh, is there something about the new building that's going to be, the new transit center?
I can give an update later.
All right, I guess we'll add so we'll take that as an addition to under five action information items. We'll have an information report on the Diamond Transit Center. On the downtown. Let's do that after the agenda. No, let's do it before the agenda.
You want update?
On that before the action items, if possible.
Okay.
We can put it on. All right, we are committed to public involvement in this whole process, and toward that end, the meetings are open to the public. The public's provided an opportunity to comment at each meeting. The action items are presented by staff or a consultant. After the board discusses the item, the public's invited to formally comment. If a member of the public has a comment does not relate to an action item, we ask that you defer your comment to later in the meeting when you'll have an opportunity to make general comments. It's listed as item 7 here in the announcement. It's actually item 6. Individuals addressing the board should state their name, limit their comments to 2 minutes. The board may address or respond to comments during agenda item, this says 8, but under 7. If there's no response to your comment or you'd like a more detailed response, please stay after and talk to a staff or a board member. And I'll have some more comments about that when we get to that. An audio recording is being made of this meeting. It'll be posted on the municipal website. Please be aware, side conversations may also be picked up by the microphones that we are using to record the meeting. Just a note about the handouts. So there's a lot of handouts. We've got 3 action items. The first 2 are minutes of previous meetings that we're going to vote on. And then the 3rd is some recommendations with regard to the short-range transit plan. So as you may recall, the short-range transit plan is in this large booklet, and the staff has collected 114 comments on the draft up to the deadline, I think, was January 31st. So those are all collected in this large handout, and then the recommendations with regard to changing the draft are on that front page of that. So it may well be that people in this room have made comments that are already reflected in this large list of comments. So just bear that in mind. So as far as process, as to each action item, the 3 action items, that's the recommendations is the 3rd one, and the 2 are the minutes. We're going to have public comment available to that because we're committed to public participation, but it may be that there's no particular comments with regard to the minutes. But we'll take one each, we'll take them each individually and deal with them in that order. But first, we have an information item, not an action item, regarding possible development of the transit center here downtown.
So many of you may have seen or heard that there is going to be a redevelopment project. It is not a transit project. It's not a project that we are spearheading or leading. But at this time, we are working with the development team, and we're looking for the availability to temporarily relocate in downtown for while the construction is taking place. You may have heard that construction was going to begin in May. At this point, the development team is continuing to adjust their schedule, and we don't have a start date that we know of at this point. So right now, what we have been told is carry on with your 2020, your August 2020 service change, where the new route will get implemented. We don't have to find a new home by that date, and we'll continue to work with the development team as their schedule progresses, and we look to find a temporary home. And at the end of that development, what's supposed to happen is we are supposed to receive a smaller customer service space, a new customer service space. The entire building, it won't look anything like it's supposed to today. So plans are still in the works, permits, all of those things, variances. They're working diligently to get those pieces and parts pulled together so that they may start their construction. But at this point, we don't have a construction start date, and we don't have a date that we will be temporarily relocating at this point. So.
Do you know when the meetings are going to be public and posted meetings about that site?
I don't yet. They haven't had any additional meetings. I know that they had a community council meeting last week, and I think it was down at one of the hotels, but they haven't posted a schedule yet. But once they get a schedule and it's public, we can make sure that we get it out to our customers.
Because I was wondering, how can we attend them and oppose this if we don't even know when they're happening?
Exactly. As soon as we know more, we'll make sure that you all know more. There was a lot that we did not know when the articles came out, so it was kind of a surprise for us to hear May 1st as things were still progressing. So they're working diligently, but as soon as there's more information from their project team, and I can get you the contact information for the project team if you would like it, and they'll be able to give you those dates too. But like I said, it's not a transit project, and so we're not spearheading anything. We're just along for the ride pretty much for this one. So
is it the mayor or the city council or both that sold us out?
We haven't been sold out. When the project is done, it's going to be a beautiful space, and it'll be an upgrade for us. So we're looking forward to that. But the mayor and the assembly, this is definitely one of their projects that they're looking to try to make happen. So
after I get you guys, I can go get them.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, I made the paper.
You did make the paper. You did.
I'm listening.
Yes.
Yes. Ms. Charlie Groggy.
Hi, Charlie.
Yes, and when this is finally done, the permanent phase, permanent location, where is that going to be?
So the permanent location, we'll still be housed in the same facility. The floor plan has not been determined yet as to which corner of the building we'll be located in, but we'll make sure that information is shared as design continues and they get closer to what it's actually going to look like.
Thank you.
We'll share that. Sure thing. Any other questions about the redevelopment project?
Do you have potential locations for your temporary relocation?
There's several that have been evaluated in downtown. There's a lot of hoops to jump through with conditional use permits and things like that, but we're looking at about three different locations.
Will there be any opportunity for the public to have input for those optional locations?
I'm not sure. We had not gone down that path, but if there are multiple locations that are viable, then we probably could take public input on that. Yes.
Well, I was curious if this means that the security presence that's there right now is going to be spread out around the downtown area, because had a few different incidents where it's dangerous to wait at the museum stop at certain times of day.
I have no idea what they're planning on doing with their security presence, but my understanding is that there's security presence should be following us wherever we temporarily relocate to. So ideally they will be coming with us. Anybody else? Sorry, I know it's not a ton of information, but as we get more information, we'll be able to share more information.
Okay, we've got these three action items under heading five on the agenda. That's the two minutes from the December 12th meeting and the January 9th. So, can I have a motion as to these minutes of the December 12th meeting?
I motion to approve those meetings.
Thank you.
December 12th.
All right, first, is there any comment from any board member about the minutes of the December 12th meeting? Are there any comments from the audience about the minutes of the December 12th meeting? Any other discussion? All right, without objection, the meeting, the minutes of the December 12th meeting are approved. Now, the January 9th meeting, can I get a motion with regard to those minutes?
Second.
Second, is there any discussion of the among the board about those minutes?
I just want to apologize for not being present, so there wasn't a quorum.
Lack of a quorum last time. Well, happily we have a quorum, and of course we still have two vacancies on the board. We're supposed to be a nine-member board, and we have seven. So, those of you heard this pitch before, if you are interested in getting involved, there's an application through the municipal website.
And if you filled it out and you haven't gotten a response, please check in with folks, because sometimes those type of applications get lost. Translation.
It
we can help
months.
Move things along.
6 months?
Yeah,
is there any public comment then on the January 9th minutes? Any further discussion of minutes for January 9th? Without objection, those are approved. Now we have a third item, and again, this is the recommended changes, which I take to be relatively minor, although all the comments seem to have been taken into account. And the recommendations, again, are on the front page of the large handout. And in addition to all the detailed comments, there's a summary of those that I've misplaced here. There's a summary of all the public comments in a two-page handout as well. So those extended, I guess, from the middle of December to the end of January, something like that. Mm-hmm. So does staff want to describe any of those?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, so we can talk about how you want to go through this, but like you mentioned, this is the summary of all the comments, 114 comments during our 45-day public review period. This is on top of the two other public series that we had in February and May/June. So over 1,000 different comments throughout the whole process. Basically, what the comment summary will tell you is that there is still strong support, as we all know, for a route on Old Seward, access to the library, a route on 36. So we are still getting the same comments. So we felt like we didn't get any comments that went against what the draft plan had already put in there. We just got comments that kind of strengthened what was in there. We are making a couple of recommendation changes, and that's the front page of this big document. And the first section is the project priority changes, and you can see we are recommending changing the priority a little bit on some of the projects, basically because Project B1, which is the route that goes all the way across 36th Avenue, was tied for fourth place with Route E, I believe. And so during this public comment process, we got a lot of comments that supported project on 36th, and not so many that supported the comment on E. So we felt like that was enough to kind of break the tie. and we will put a route on 36th above the priority for Project E. And then we moved Project F up next to it because we would probably not do both. So when it came time to implement a route that went the full length on 36th Avenue, we would have another discussion. Would it be B1 or would it be Project F? And so that's why we put them together, because we probably would never do both of them. We would do one or the other. But we thought that because we got enough comments on Route 36, that deserved to be the fourth priority. And now the fifth priority would be Project E. So that's probably the biggest change that you'll see here. And then the next section is just some text changes, some graphic edits that we had, some spellings and things. And then at the bottom is just a few things that staff wanted to add that we didn't really get a specific comment for, but we did talk about. Like, I know Chelsea had brought up Vision Zero before, so we added a little, we added Vision Zero talk in there. So what we can do is you can just, we can just go through this, and you can, what we're asking for is you to kind of say whether or not this board agrees with the staff recommended changes, or if you have your own changes, now would be the time to kind of bring those up. After tonight's meeting, we're probably gonna say that the document is final based on the discussion that happens here. Or, everyone has had this for a week. We mailed it out a week in advance. It's been on the website for a week. We can go through these in as much detail as possible if you want to, but anything that we're suggesting changes on the first page. Does that make sense? And then Christine can answer like a lot of more in-depth questions.
Any questions from the board about the recommended changes, either the priority or the text and graphics? I didn't look on priority 11. You added in cost estimates for those.
Okay.
They weren't.
We did. It was just a generic. Well, we had three different options for adding service on the weekends, but we got a lot of comments that people specifically wanted weekend service on the Route 91 and on the 92, not just the whole system. So that's why we added individual cost estimates just for those two. But they would have, both would have significant impacts on anchor rides if we implemented that.
Is that Eagle River?
91 is Eagle River, or 91 92. Is South Anchorage, 92 is Eagle River.
Right.
Yeah. I would always get those mixed up.
They're both commuter routes right now.
Yeah. I guess I do have a comment for the audience and the staff. It looks like Route H and Route E, if you were to look at these side by side, Route E looks like it should score higher as a route that should be implemented. If you look at all those numbers, but one of the only things that looks like it's different is public comment.
Mm-hmm. It's completely prioritized by public comment.
Yeah, so I just like to point that out, that even though all the other, minority populations, people who live in poverty, English as a second language, all of that taken into consideration, public comment was the one thing that made the difference on that, on those two routes. So public comment seems to me like it's extremely important.
Yep. What page is E on?
57.
Yep.
The next page, the very next page.
Okay. It is falling.
Interesting. But there's no real change to the first priority, which is the routes shown on page 55, which are AJA possibilities for those.
Right, and that's a good point that I didn't mention either. Because we are still showing strong support for Route H, this planning effort and this discussion here is going to lead us right into the route implementation. So if we agree that Route H is still the top priority, Route H is the one that we will start to implement in fall of this year. This will be the discussion for that.
But that'll be a slightly separate process. It's not going to be automatic.
It probably, no. yet to be decided, but our public process is defined by what happens at the assembly when it's a budget-related process, and because this discussion already happened at the assembly, and we've had a separate process for this, the public involvement when we start to implement this is going to be not as involved, and so basically we're going to go with the assumption that this is the route, and we are going to do all of our planning for this, so the public involvement will be on Route H specifically.
Right, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what I mean.
But it will no longer be, do you want H, A, or K?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I see.
It will be Route H. It'll just be tiny things like, do you want the timing different? Do you want bus stops different? Things like that. Yeah, you know, and to your comment, I will just say, you know, that the route that goes through Independence Park, you know, the Route E, even in our old system, everything about Independence Park says that there should be high ridership there. There's density, it meets all of the categories of where we think, and it has historically had low ridership through that area. So that's why it's not always necessarily the best to implement where we think the ridership is based on where the public says that they want the route to be. So that's, yeah.
I think it's really telling. It's
yeah.
Telling. You know, we think data.
Yeah.
And there's an example of data is not the most reliable.
Right.
Are there any public comments as to these recommendations to the draft plan? I think the draft plan's been available at least two meetings back, so
yeah.
This is not a new document, and these are a lot of these are technical changes to the draft that people have flagged. So. Again, we'll have time for general comments later, but are there any specific comments about these recommendations, changes, priorities, the text? Yes?
I just want to comment or question.
Could you state your name? Sorry.
Linda Larson for the old sewer graph. Your graph here says that 45% want an old sewer, and not specific about whether it was H, A, or K. So I'm wondering how you're prioritizing that feedback versus the primary or specific graphs.
Are you looking at the two-page handout, the summary of the
yeah. down here? Yeah.
So that's a good question. What that means is all H, A, and K are exactly the same on Old Seward. From the Diamond Center to the library, they're all exactly the same. So we took it as if somebody said they want a route on Old Seward, it could mean any of those. It's where it splits is where it's no longer on Old Seward, and that's where we got the most comments for like West Anchorage and that section of 36. Because Old Seward Highway is the exact same for all three options. So we're figured we've got that covered no matter which one we implement.
Yes,
my name's Ben Latham. I noticed under Route T, bus 92 from Eagle River, that they didn't add in a weekend schedule. Are you guys planning to do that? Have at least one bus on the weekends for bus 92 under Route T?
Let me just pull it up here. Do you want to answer that? Let me too. So that is not part of the Route P option. It is considered as part of adding service on the weekends, which is ranked number 2 in the plan. However, adding any service on the weekend to the 91 or the 92 would have really significant impacts on anchor rides, and so that would be a consideration. But currently, weekend service on any of the routes is ranked number 2 in the plan.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Any other comments just as to these recommendations? Any further discussion? So is there a motion to adopt the recommendations? Approve the recommendations, I should say.
I make a motion to approve the recommendations.
Is there a second? Any further discussion? Hearing no objection, we approve the recommendations forwarded by the staff to the short-range transit plan. So you're saying this is going to be the, with those changes, this will be the final, unless
yep.
more extraordinary happens. All
it right. is. And you know, one change I didn't mention, but it is on here. I didn't mention it specifically, but we are no longer calling it the short-range transit plan. Oh. It will just be called the transit plan because there are 26 route ideas in here, and there's no way that we're going to implement all of them even in the next 20 years. So it'll just be our transit plan, and we will use this, and we will update it every 3 to 5 years. So that was one of the recommended changes.
Okay, next up is public comment, and I just want to say about this, we talked to somebody who's observed hundreds or thousands of public meetings, and they kind of note that comments tend to follow into two categories. There's sort of specific things like, this thing happened to me on the bus and I really like to talk to somebody about it, or versus, I have this idea, I'm wondering if it could be implemented. So those are just examples. So try to keep in mind that if there's something specific, you can come around after and talk to somebody about that. And of course, the number that's on the back of all, the phone number on the back of all the buses is 343-6543. People are happy to talk to you about these things at any time. So try to keep in mind whether you're making a specific comment about a particular thing, an incident you want to talk to somebody afterward, or a more general comment that you want us to hear. And in particular, I just note it can't really be a dialogue. That is, it doesn't really work if there are specific questions for us and we get into a back and forth trying to understand your question and answer it. So if you really want question and answer, you're going to have to save that for afterwards. So if you could phrase your statement something like, it would be really nice if such and such could happen, that's more helpful to us rather than asking directly, hey, can you do this right now? So with that, again, the people on the sign-up sheet are going to have priority, so I'm just going to go through these. And yeah, and again, it's 2 minutes, and I hate to cut people off, but we'll have to do that in the interest of time if you go over 2 minutes. So if there's time after we get through this list, then the people can comment. So Jalen Johnson.
I have a concern about the dining and transit. And I'm wondering, how much longer will it be closed until it opens?
We'll call on staff to give an update when we get to board comments, but thank you for bringing that up. Chase Erickson?
Yes, so I was going to ask, why can't there be a bus stop sign that says no smoking at the Providence bus stops?
Smoking at the Providence bus stop. All right, well, we'll take that up. We'll call on staff when we get to board comments. Anything else? That's it. Janelle, is it Rossi?
Rosser,
okay.
Yeah, concerns there I have with the Diamond Center that is supposed to be open in November, and it wasn't in November of last year, and they're done with it, and it's still closed, and people have to sit outside, wait several hours for their bus, and it is getting cold. Plus, you're getting chased out of the mall to try to catch the bus. It's very cold. Are you going to open it or keep it shut?
We'll have a comment on that from the staff later. Anything else?
No.
All right.
There's also no designated spot to wait for the buses. If it has, say, for example, bus 36, you wait there, the bus driver can pull all the way to the other end. You never know where to wait. And they have a fast restroom that you can use like that. But there's none there for the average person to use.
All right. I'm having trouble reading this next name.
Daryl Edwards.
Daryl Edwards, thank you.
Daryl?
Are you Daryl Edwards?
Yeah.
You have a comment?
My bus driver, John's a hardest worker.
He's the hardest worker, John. Good. There's a lot of hard workers. Now, Shirley, this is your time.
Is that me?
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure. I got new hearing aids and I have to adjust them. My question is, this paper dated for December 12th said a Mr. Andrew OOMS, I don't know how to pronounce that, said let the public know that they've been listening to the public over the last couple of years. I don't think so, because if y'all had been listening, it wouldn't be in this mess now. Because if it wasn't for this paper, I wouldn't even know that the building was sold at the transit center, because nobody tells us. There's no sign up in the bus saying this or that. They have a lot of holidays off for the bus too. I came from Arizona. They didn't take hardly any days off, not Martin Luther King Day, not Christmas. I mean, it was running all the time because they knew people worked and people have to get to their jobs. So if you guys are really listening, then there would be change. And it wouldn't take 2 years, it would happen quickly. So I'm like, if you guys are really listening to us, then do listen, but don't make the presumption that you are, and we think, oh yeah, we're listening. That's why half the people don't come. They go, what's the point? You already decided what you're gonna do, you know?
Thank you. Ben Latham?
Yes, I'm Ben Latham. I'd like to ask that you take a look at the disability application that you have, because you have an ambiguous question on there, which says, is a person 100% disabled? Your doctor can mark yes, then three questions down, it says, can that person ride the people mover bus? Well, that's an ambiguous question because my doctor for the last 2 years marked no, and I've been denied a disability bus pass because of that. That's called an ambiguous question, and it's vague, and it should be changed by this committee. If not, you know, I have it in federal court right now. The federal judge is going to rule on it, and I think before the federal judge rules on it, to save money, I'm not looking to get money out of it, but I think that this committee should look at that question very seriously and change that question, because 2-3 questions above it says the person disabled. Yes, that person is disabled without further medical breakthroughs. So, thank you.
Thank you. Paul Watson.
I wanted to comment on kind of a public affairs aspect. The Providence Senior Center that was in Providence Hospital has moved about a mile and a half or 2 miles south out on Huffman next to the Cars grocery store out there. The problem is there's only 2 buses a day that go out there. And you have to go out to the Diamond Transit and take the route back in order to get to that senior clinic. And when I questioned the hospital people about it, they went, well, we don't really think many of our people go by bus anyway. And I said, well, I do. And 2 buses a day really leaves you stuck when you're trying to get to your doctor. But they said, well, someone should have mentioned that to us when we moved, that the buses would only stop there twice a day. They said, nobody said anything to us. I said, well, and they said, apparently nobody said anything to the transit company either, because nothing has occurred. So my point is, it amazes me in town how many times at the unemployment office or somewhere else. You try to get to a company, you find out there's no bus service out there. Or you find, like this doctor that had the senior patients at the hospital, a senior unit, and moved out there, and nobody thought about, should we have a bus come out there? Somehow we've got to get a public relations approach that
right.
If you're going to change things, consult with us so we can talk about people who have to ride the bus.
Okay, thank you. Now I just realized the sign-up sheet is for everybody who came. I thought there was a separate one for people who wanted to talk.
They
so if you, yeah, if you check no, I'm not gonna call your name off. If you have, decide you have something to say, you'll have to say it at the end of the people who checked yes. So. Alan Rice, I noticed you didn't check either one, so I don't know if you have any comments today.
If I was going to say anything, I just want to thank you guys for doing such a great job. I noticed that that ridership.
Oh, continue.
It's the 3 minutes.
I'll start the timer.
I'm thrilled that ridership is up about 10% last time I heard, and that you guys are making that public knowledge. I think I saw a note on that on KTVA, watching. TV on whatever channel they are on public TV. So making a public lets people know that, gee, there must be something going on there. Maybe that'll take in the back of their mind and say, you know, they could save a few thousand dollars a year by just taking a bus rather than driving a car all over this place, you know? It's just, it's so hard to keep a car, you know, in Anchorage. The snow, insurance, geez, cars are outrageous, and they rust up in no time at all. Hey, take the bus. It's like, it'll save you thousands a year. And maybe people have started to kind of get that. I hope that's it. And maybe that's helping the, you know, the numbers bump up a little bit. But gee, I'd sure like to see that, you know, the ridership go up 100%. You know, I don't take tens to start. It's great. Congratulations. You guys are all doing a great job if those numbers are going up. You must be doing something right. The public's hopping on there. And I do want to thank you, just a quick note, that I know you guys listen. Someone said they don't think you guys listen. Well, I think that's a person that must just be popping in here and not coming back or something, because in all the meetings I attend, you guys are all ears. That's why I try not to keep my comments long, because I don't have to say anything. You guys already heard me. Anyway, thank you all. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And in connection with that, you know, we do have the system report card, and this was discussed, I think, at the last meeting, the contents of it, and it did get some coverage in the media about it. And again, these are available, so be sure and grab one of those if you didn't already. Let's see. Barbara Roberts, you didn't check yes or no. I don't know if you have anything. Okay. And then we're down to Linda Larson.
Yes, I just wanted to thank you for the service during these cold spells. I'm compared to a few winters back where I remember standing out and blowing snow and blizzards and freezing for half an hour or more. It's been a lot more bearable this time because, one, the buses run more often, of course, and two, they've been pretty well on time.
And now that's everyone. Who signed in and asked to speak. Are there others who would like to comment? Yes, sir.
My name is Bourne. I just want to piggyback on the gentleman that talked about the safety at the museum stop. That's all. And it's that big wall there, and it's blocked, and I've been almost a victim of some trauma from people urban outdoorsmen hanging out, and just not, it's an unsafe type of thing. That's all. I just wanted to piggyback on the gentleman and make the comment. That's all.
Thank you. Anything else? So, next.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
One more. And this gentleman, this doesn't affect me directly, but talked about disability. Do you guys separate that from mental versus physical disability with the?
Okay. I'm not sure, but you can talk to somebody after about that.
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right.
So next is board comments, but before that, I think if we could just have a comment from staff about
Diamond
the
Center.
Diamond Center.
Oh, Diamond Center.
Anyone that didn't sign up? that wants to talk?
Anybody that didn't sign up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, we're good.
Sorry.
Seems like every month I'm giving you an update saying that we're so close and we're so close and we're so close, and it seems like every time we get closer, we get farther away. The inspection that we had revealed that there were a need for a change order inside of the actual facility to be able to open it up, and so we have processed that change order and are waiting for the vendor to get in and to do the actual work so that we can go back through our inspection and make sure that we meet the intent of being able to have occupancy in there and meeting the intent of our lease. So I apologize that I don't have good news for you and that I don't have an update as to when exactly it will be open. It seems like every time I think that we're getting close, we just keep getting farther away. So at this point, waiting on that change order to process and the vendor to get in and finish the work up. So that's it, that's all I got.
Yes, one of the managers at Walmart was confronting me about that. He said, do you know how many thousands of dollars we lost because of our holiday season was torpedoed by the Transit Authority? And I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there were people that didn't shop there because of having to wait outside or something. But I don't think that's as key a factor as probably having the new cars open in the old Sears
room. I wanted to ask about that. So can you remind us about the holiday service that was asked about? That was one of the priorities, adding back. How do we assign that a number in the?
Yes, holidays does have a number.
Do you know which number it is?
I think it's 9. I remember, yes. Assembly member.
9.
Yeah, it's number 9 in the plan to restore holiday service. It's estimated at about $800,000 to reinstate the 5 holidays that we lost through budget cuts. And then about $65,000 to reinstate the paratransit piece of that. So
it was mentioned by a lot of people during the meeting.
Yep, and it ranked number, it had 45 total votes and ended up being number 9.
Okay, other comments? Dawn, you have your manifesto.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. First of all, congratulations, you guys. I see a lot of these transportation plans done by consulting companies, and this is just an incredible feat of work. I just can't imagine how many hours went into this, so congratulations, you guys. Really good work. And here's my monthly talk about why I'm interested in public transit. 66% of Alaskans are overweight or obese. CDC predicts obesity rates to increase 2% between this year and 2030. So in the next 10 years, obesity rates are going up 2% per year. Obesity leads to lifelong patient status like diabetes, heart disease, many cancers, and orthopedic problems. The Surgeon General recommends adults get an average of 22 minutes per day to reduce obesity. Wait for it, 22 minutes per day. Populations tend to walk more when there is access to high-quality transit systems. The lack of an adequate transit system may mean that opportunities to walk are lost, and public transit users walk on average 22 minutes per day. That's my manifesto.
Thank you.
At least.
Thank you. Jennifer?
Thank you, John. I was just looking over this report card, and I love the layout of these just for them. But I haven't had a chance to look at it in depth, but I look forward to doing that.
Thank you. Genevieve?
Hello. I haven't been here in a couple of months, so I'm sorry. I love coming to these meetings a lot. One thing that I'm really happy about, I guess over the past couple of months of being on the board, I've observed, I think, a better relationship between the board members, the people mover staff, and the public. I think there's a lot of changes that we've made in terms of the agenda and clearly explaining different components of the agenda and what we're doing. And I think they're little by little, we're building that trust. I think that's really important. But I think that relationship has really translated to these big changes that we've had in the
in public transit and with our new system, so I'm really happy about that. And I think this is such a great signifier of it. One other thing that I was thinking about, I think there's a lot of public comment about how there's some changes that don't get clearly communicated to a lot of different riders. I think the downtown transit thing is a good point. Like if you miss your emails or if you're not following the news, you won't necessarily know that those big changes are happening. I know that the most that we do to directly communicate that to riders is the little informational thing, you know? It's just like, this is the next PTAP meeting that's in the bus, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Square.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know if like maybe you would do like a couple highlights or like a fun fact that could also just be in that image, and so that might communicate a little bit more information to riders. But just a thought.
Chelsea.
Yeah, echoing other comments, great work on all these amazing documents that are produced internally so we don't hire consultants to do outside work, which saves everybody money. And also thank you to the public for making all your comments so that we have a route that we can implement this year that we got funding for, which is just really exciting. And also to reiterate, you know, it's amazing that you all come here and spend your time to share your thoughts with us, but there are lots of levels of advocacy that we can be doing. That a lot of the transit funding comes from the federal government, and the federal government is looking at redoing their big transportation planning, and we should be looking at advocating for more transit funding, because more funding at the federal level comes to us at the local level with that process. And the current proposal, I believe, in the House at the federal level is heavy on transit funding. So that is good news, assuming that continues through. Who knows? But that's exciting as well. I feel like there was one more thing I wanted to mention. But thank you, everybody.
Thanks. I just want to say again, thank you for printing this large paper and collecting all these. It's really interesting to see. I think I can identify certain people based on the comments. But and I wasn't quite clear, though, in terms of staff response. So that's staff response to each comment for purposes of our discussion. But how many of these were you able to respond to the actual person who submitted the question? In other words, if people submitted comments by email, yeah, was there any, you just collected these? And then,
yeah, no, yeah, there is no response to any individual email.
Any of these?
It's just all collected here. This will get posted online.
Okay.
That's how it's done. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, I'm just curious. I couldn't tell at first. What about, so none of these were phone calls, and none of these were personal conversations. Okay, so those are kind of additional stuff that we heard one way or another along the way. So, but a lot of these track things that we've been hearing at meetings at various times and in our conversations with the public. So I was just curious the way it was structured. So, but these will be online, and so for those people who submitted comments by email to be able to track at least what the staff response generally to that was.
Mm-hmm.
And when will those be up on the website? Is it up already?
It's not up yet, because okay. One of the reasons we don't respond individually too is because we bring the comments here and we make sure that you guys agree with them before.
Right.
So now that you have agreed
right.
with them, we'll post it probably within the next week. So by the end of next week, I'd say that.
Wonderful. Anything further?
I just had one more addition.
Oh.
For the downtown transit center, if that goes to like planning and zoning commission, for example, which is another similar type of board for all of the development processes, I'm not sure what commissions it will go to, but anytime it's going to a public hearing, that will be posted at the location. So there'll be a big poster there saying that, and it'll list the meeting date. Sometimes they like hand write those in, but if you ever don't understand that, I'm sure you could call customer service and they can patch you through to whoever is running that meeting and be able to find out more information about that. So that's another way to stay posted on that information.
Charlie, did you have a question?
So other than postings in print, would there be announcements on, PSAs on?
I will make sure that the project team is aware that they need to make their information accessible as best as they can and they should. Do you have methods that you prefer?
Either radio or of course they read and write Braille, so if you had access to that, but certainly PSAs are certainly preferable.
I wonder if we, when it makes sense, I wonder if we could have them present.
I think having Juan come present would be a great idea. We'll try to schedule with the project team a presentation at one of the meetings in the near future.
Thank you, everyone. So the next meeting is March 12th at the same time and same place. And with that, is there a motion to adjourn?
Moved.
Second. All right. Any objection? Without objection, we adjourn the meeting.